than having a mod of oaks. And,
well, and I'm going to take back what I said. Did I cut down something? Yes. Where I built my house in Sonora, it had the group. Well, if you don't take some out, they don't grow because they can't get any sun because of the other ones. So you have to reduce them.
Right.
But like what I'm thinking in my head is just a beautiful oak tree or a couple of oak trees that are there to cut them down. I like the Spanish oaks and the live oaks. Just, I think they're beautiful trees.
They are.
And what was the tree you said you planted that grew so fast again?
What kind?
Yeah.
Well,
the Chinese something.
Chinese pistache grow fast, and they turn red in the fall. They're a great tree. And there's elms that grow fast. Some of them, the elms we sell don't umbrella. They're more upright. So the cedar elms and the lace bark elms, some of the old elms, I mean, in the 50s, you know, they were the American elms that just kind of blanketed a yard like an ash tree does, and the roots come up, and they got kind of a bad name and weren't very popular.
Okay, well, my wife asked me, when she heard me talk to you on the phone about coming to do the radio show, well, our house should be finished next month in an enclave in Bentwood. So we're going to put a new yard in.
How many houses have you had, Scott?
A lot.
Hey, this guy moves more than...
I practice what you preach, you know, and I sell houses. Okay, but right now in Bentwood, there's so many deer.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh.
And so, you remember she bought some flowers from you a couple of years ago. We planted them. The next morning, they pulled them up and ate the roots. So is there anything you can think of that's deer resistant?
Well,
if you're going to put a brand new yard in January.
Yeah, there are shrubs and green things. The sage, they don't like and the salvias. They have I think they call them sage, autumn sage, because I mentioned stuff I don't know the answers to, but sage, the herb sage, is a little bit goes a long ways. Have you ever? I don't cook, but
I don't.
So I think they name them that, nickname them sages because the leaves have so much kind of bitter or whatever that sage taste is, and deer won't eat them. So they're autumn sage or salvia greggii. They're that you can do now, and they flower all.
Well, one plant I know that I got from you was the mosquito plant.
Yeah.
I don't think deer eat those, but it really smells like...
Citronella.
Thank you, citronella. Yeah. It really does. I mean, if you shake it, it really does. So I kind of like... I'm not a mosquito fan.
You're not?
No, I'm not. they love me, though.
They're a fan of Scott Allison.
They are. They like me. I just don't like them back. Okay, we got the seeds. So we can plant plants... We can plant trees. What else would we plant right now?
You know, it's cold and it's kind of the succulent dishes for indoors. You know, you go by an office or something like that and see one on a desk or just they're small and you know, water them once a month. That's something that's be a nice gift or something in addition to any situation. That's inside though, and then those miniature poinsettias are nice little additions for just small things to add inside. I wanted to mention that, Scott.
Yeah, a little Christmassy there.
Yeah.
Does anybody sell those little mini poinsettias? That
you know, I actually have some at Olive's Nursery. Crazy.
See how you snuck that in there? We got it.
But you can anything that's cold hardy. You can plant now, even lantana dies to the ground. There are hardy hibiscus that die to the ground. But you could plant them now. I don't sell many now because they look dead, and
people don't want to buy a dead plant.
People don't really want to do that, but. You can plant everything that's winter hardy, that's cold hardy.
It's kind of like selling a Christmas tree the 26th of December.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's kind of hard to do.
Except these come back to life in the spring. Then I can sell them then.
What about the yellow bells? There's the yellow bells, which I think are real pretty.
Yes.
And then there's what's the orange flower?
That's the Pride of Barbados.
Yes.
Mexican Bird of Paradise. The yellow bells and the Pride of Barbados are marginally, I guess, they randomly die in the winter, through the winter. Or they come back real late, like maybe in July, they're finally recovered enough to come back. which is not a good quality. But it's random. And so planting them now, I don't push that. Yeah. If somebody wants to, that I certainly will sell them one. But
well, I know what you sold me, which I think have turned out beautiful, was the knockout roses.
They're tough.
Yeah, I mean, they turned out pretty. And they're little bleed blooms. So not now, but when they do, it was.
And it remind people there's no shrub that's an evergreen in Texas, in San Angelo, that blooms near as much as a rose.
Yeah.
And these guys are, they call them shrub or earth kind of roses because they just take care of themselves. There's just no care. There's no fungus. There's no bugs.
I had a lady tell me she didn't do roses because you have to prune them all the time and cut them. I haven't done anything to these. They just do their thing, and it works out perfect.
And then you get busy, and they get too big, and you cut them way back.
I won't live there when they get too big. They'll already be gone. Okay, Jeremy brought up a question. If y'all have heard this before on the radio with Tommy and I it came out kind of as a joke, and it's kind of stuck. I said, well, Tommy's my pot dealer. And I go, really? I said, yeah. I said, every year during the spring, he has a big sale on pots.
That's
when I buy pots from him.
That's right.
So, but I'll tell you what I really appreciate about you. At the time, I screwed up two or three years ago. I said, I didn't get the plants in time, and I lost them all.
Yeah.
I only did that. Well, I haven't done it since. I said, I need to come in. Window. He goes, well, not yet. So you need to wait about two more months, blah, blah, blah. And then I think his wife actually did it, but repotted all the plants. Beautiful. Now, I also learned a lesson. I'm not carrying them home. I'm going to have one of your young guys do that. But he'll tell you when to bring them in, when to plant them, and kind of give you some ideas what to put in them.
Yeah.
So it works out good.
It has to be late enough in the spring where it won't freeze again. And, you know, because the prettiest stuff does freeze.
Yes.
And so, you know, it has to be late enough in the spring to do that. But you had a whole trailer load, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I literally had a golf cart trailer loaded pots that we brought over. So, and I think we bought a couple extra pots when we were there.
We,
because my wife loves plants.
Our pot month sale on pottery was successful enough that we're bringing in another 40-foot container of pottery from the Orient.
Okay, folks, we got a lot of good information. Remember, get you some olive oil. That's real, real important. If you're going to plant a tree, plant it now. Or what did you say? Now's good. Tomorrow's not as good. The next day's not as good. So the sooner the better.
As soon as you feel like it, get her done. You and I want people to be at peace this season and,
yes,
and full of joy and a time of giving, and it's Christmas time, and we wish that for everyone, don't we?
I had a lady come up, and she said, this is the time we need to be thankful for what we have, not for what we want.
Yes.
And I thought that was so appropriate, and be blessed that we are having what we have. And me and you have both been able to work through all this. And I thank God every day that we have that ability. And I pray for my friends that have not been able to work.
Exactly.
We want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll catch you next week.